Yes, Jesus.
Fill me up. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand clap. I want to know your blood. I want to know your blood. Fill me up. Praise God.
I want everybody in the building to lift two hands. Before the Almighty, we're going to thank Him for His mercy. We're going to thank Him for His love, His mercy. We're going to thank Him most of all for watching over with us and looking personal. We say thank you, Jesus. Father, we're grateful. You didn't have to do it, Master. Lord, as you watch over our mothers and fathers, our sisters and brothers, as you went into the hospital room and healed the sick, as you went in the courtroom, dear God, and became the lawyer and the judge for us, Master. Father God, we say thank you. Father God, we thank you for the word that came forth tonight. Master, we thank you for speaking to us, Lord God. Now, Father, help us to put it in our hearts, mind, and soul, and walk up out of here giving you the honor and giving you the glory. And Master, we thank you for your mercy. Continue, Jesus. Praise God. Let us give the Lord a hand clap. As you put your hands up.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our message today, and we're truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free food and clothing on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children. For more information, please call 337-238-0314. Praise be to God for our founder and pastor, Eddie Fallberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
In heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And now let's clap, because God just spoke to us. God just spoke to us, hallelujah. And you may have your seats, hallelujah. The subject tonight, do you P-R-A-Y? Ask yourself that question. Do you P-R-A-Y? Well, Elder Jones, why won't you just say pray? Because that's not how God gave it to me. Jesus started out in the 9th verse, and he said, after this manner, therefore, pray ye. I'm about to break the word pray for you now, so you will have a different outlook on pray. God said, P is for praise. When you go praise, P-R-A-Y. A-I-S-E, praise. God said when you go and pray unto him, first you acknowledge who he is. He's the heavenly Father. He's the God Almighty. He's the creator of heaven and earth. He's the beginning and the end. He's Omega. He's Alpha and Omega. And if we follow the scripture, Jesus said in this manner, our Father. He didn't say your Father. He said our Father, because he included himself in this number. And he realized who sent him down to earth. It was our Father, which art in heaven. He's letting us know he's in heaven. He's not down here. He's in the kingdom, the most high kingdom that we can have. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Holy is your name, Father. So I'm praising you right now just for that little moment right now, God. for stealing in Walmart. And then, you know, the week before that, I went to Kmart. And then the week before that, I went to Target. No. 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 That is between you and God. Now, if God tells you, you go to Pastor Marbury, you say, Pastor Marbury, forgive me. I went to Target and I stole. I went to Walmart and I stole. Please forgive me, Pastor. I need your help. Repentance means to change from one state to another. Not just talk it, but change. And in that change, you're asking for help. And I'm asking for Pastor Marbury. Pastor Marbury, I need your help because I don't want to steal no more, ma'am. I don't want to steal no more. I need your help. And it's not just limited to stealing. It's fornication. It's adultery. It's stealing. It's lying. Every evil sin you can get help for, except for the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. So when you pray, make sure you praise God first. Then you repent of your sins. And if you have to repent every day, repent every day for that same sin. Because see, Satan's gonna come and tell you, well, you repented for that sin last week. You ain't got, no, you repent for that sin until you don't do that sin no more. And in the midst of you repenting, you get with your leaders and you ask your leaders for help. Don't go to your best friend that's doing the same thing with you and talking about, girl, I need your help. Man, I need your help. They gonna say, for what? We doing good. I seen a movie. God said, I don't want to do this no more. He said, and his friend said, why not? Man, you see how much money we bringing in every week? He said, I don't want to steal no more. I don't want to sell drugs no more. I want to get out of this life. I want to live for my family. I don't want to gang bang no more. And you know what? That young man did exactly what he did. He repented and he went back to his family and he did what was right by his family and by his God. The next thing is A. And A is for ask. When you go to God in prayer, you praise his name, you repent of your sins, and you ask God to cover you spiritually and naturally. Spiritually and naturally. But how? You ask me. I'm glad you asked. It says, give us this day our daily bread. And I'm going to say it a little bit louder. Give us this day our daily bread. Not only our natural food, but our spiritual food. Because you need your spiritual food to help you on the natural. I don't know about you all. I don't know about you all. But I ask God for certain things. And when I least expect it, he blessed me. When I least expect it, he blessed me. Not only naturally, but spiritually. The devil come, beat you up, kick you, and everything else. Your flesh want to fall under subjection of being sick. You got a headache, your stomach hurt, your leg about to fall off. But you know when you start asking God in the spirit realm, he comes down in the natural realm and he takes care of you. He takes care of you. And I know this ain't no shouting. I know this ain't no shouting message. This is a war cry message. I'm teaching you how to fight. I'm teaching you how to fight. Because this is what God showed me that I'm doing. And because the devil had beat me up so bad, he beat me up. And God came in this bachelor's degree. I said, but God knows. He knows. And I started sharing with the individual what I was seeing for our college. The things I was seeing for our college. And she told me, she said, that's why you went to all these different colleges, because God knew he was going to have a college right up in here. And he know once you get it, once it click in your brain, you're going to write it down. You're going to get to that founder. You're going to let her know. And things are going to start working. And things are going to start maneuvering. And I said, thank you, God. Thank you for the greatness, God. Thank you for the encouragement, God. So what I'm saying to you all, you ask God. You go down and don't think you can't ask him for natural things, too. Because Elder Jones asked God. I was unemployed with a two-year-old. No, you weren't. How old are you? Six. With a six-year-old child. Yeah, I'm getting old, y'all. And I was unemployed with a six-year-old child. And I said, God, I need a job to take care of her. I need a house for her to live in. I need these things, God. I need these things. Lo and behold, before I could even finish the sentence, God had gave me a job. God had gave me a house. God had gave me a car. I'm telling you all, I had nothing. But God came in and he said, here you go. Here you go. And ever since then, I take that same testimony and I tell people, you don't have to stay where you're at. You is not a sin to desire to move up in life. It's not a sin, but the sin comes when you start loving money. When you start loving money. Oh, don't touch my car. You too close to my car. Oh, she look good. Yeah. You too close. Or come to my house. Hey, how you doing? Can I come in? Come in for what? I'm going to talk to you right here. What you need? Matter of fact, I'm just going to come outside and talk with you. How you doing? Yeah. Well, I can't go in your house because I don't want to have to clean your mess up because your shoes are dirty. Did you clean your shoes? Look at the bottom of your shoes. They're dirty. I don't want to clean up your mess. So you going to stand out here with me and talk, or you just going to call me on the phone? Yeah, that's the love of money. When you put things before God, when you put things before his people, that's the love of money. Don't touch me, because I got on this nice outfit. Do you not know I spent $300 on this? And don't touch my hair. Do you not know I stayed in that hairdresser for 4 hours? No, that's the love of money. That's when you start becoming arrogant. That's when you start becoming haughty. And then God has to bring you down. But I want you to understand, it's nothing wrong in moving up. Because God says that's his desire. He wants us to prosper. He wants us to prosper. P is for. R is for. A is for, the last is why. And we have a problem with why. And I say we, because I do. Because there are times, and I had my mother laughing. My own natural mother had her laughing. I said, Mama, she said, let God take care of it. It's going to be okay. And just pray. I'm like, Mama, yeah, that's good. And I know I was in my feelings. I was in my flesh. And I told my mama, I said, yeah, that's good and everything. I said, but God's taking too long. I need her to get God right now. I need something to happen to her right now. And she said, no, no. And see, we have to get to a point where we can be real with ourselves. Because we, no, I don't think like that. And no, I don't, no. No. Elder Jones thought like that. Elder Jones wanted that woman to get God. Bishop Elbert Marbury Sr. used to always say, consider, consider. At that moment, he was telling you to yield. Because, see, you don't see what he sees in the spirit. So when he said consider, he was telling us to yield and think about what we're doing, thinking about what we're saying. And then when we go and we do our homework and we think about the thing, we come back, Bishop Marbury, you are right, sir. And we even heard our own founder say, consider. And have to come back and say, well, founder, you were right. You were right. I shouldn't have ate that last apple. I should have just held off on it. And yes, I did get the stomach ache. So we have to yield. We have to yield. And see, when we yield, we're giving God full authority to take over our lives, our situations. God, I give it up to you. God, you know what? I can't do this. When you do that, you're yielding to God. You're yielding to God. And when you pray, like Jesus said in this manner, there's three things that you are doing. The first thing is you're not being like the hypocrites in the beginning of chapter 6. Matter of fact, Matthew chapter 6, 5-8. Because see, when the hypocrites went and prayed, and when they fasted also, they just figured their faces and they said all kind of loud words and boisterous words and make them seem so educated. And I say, forgive me, God, because I am a sinner, and God, you know that I don't want to be this way anymore. And God, don't you see me praying? I'm asking you, please pray, God. Please, please, God. God, do you see me? Please, please, God. No. That's repetitious. That's being fake. That's being phony. You're just doing it to be acknowledged by men. Pastor Shepherd, you see Elder Jones over there praying? Oh, she's down on her knees. She's wallowing in the dirt. She's giving it up to God real good. No, Elder Jones is making a fool of herself, and she's being a hypocrite. God said when you pray, when you fast, you pray and you don't use repetitious words. You don't use vain words. You come genuine. You let him know what's in your heart, because he already knows what's in your heart. He already knows. But it's what you go and tell him. God, you know what? I don't like being this way. I hate being this way, actually, God. Show me. That's not being a hypocrite. That's showing God your heart. And when you show God your heart, he's going to come down and he's going to show up and he's going to show out. And he's going to tell the devil, see, you thought you had her. You thought you had him. Guess what? You don't. This is my child. So don't be as the hypocrite. And then too, when you pray, pray is a form of communication. You're talking to your God, and your God is talking to you. You're building that relationship with him. And it's going to get to the point where you're going to be at home washing dishes, and you praying in the spirit. You're going to be at work, and a situation come up, and you sitting at your desk because you cannot move from your desk, and you praying. You're going to be in a situation where you're in your car, you're driving, you can't pull off the road, and you're praying. So prayer does not have to be in the church house. Prayer does not have to be in that physical closet in your house. Your prayer closet is wherever there is only you and God. Only you and God. And then just think about it. I'm going to bring it to the natural. natural sense. What if you have a husband and wife, they're married, but there's no communication? He don't know if she paid the bills. She don't know if he cooked. The car broke down, but she don't say nothing. He lost his job, and he definitely ain't gonna say nothing. So how do you expect for that household to grow? Even grow in love, it can't. It will simply die off. And then sin will come in. So it's the same way with God. You have that open relationship with God, God this, God that, and he's saying daughter this, son this. You have to have that relationship, because guess what? Even if you don't speak, in the tears that you cry, in the moans that you have, God understands and he knows what you're saying, and he's still going to come down and take care of your situation at his appointed time. Third thing. When you pray, things start to shift. Things start to change. You have people, well, you know, she used to cuss a lot. And she used to cuss more than a sailor do. Man, but look at her. She ain't cursing no more. She got a different talk. She got a different walk. She's saying God. She said God. Did she just say God? Did she just say God bless you? Okay, something wrong. Because before, I wouldn't say God bless you. I would say some other words. And we all, don't just look at Elder Jones.